Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome once again to our weekly internet program. I'm your host, Minister Joy Lewis, and you listen to Free on the Inside, an internet program to inform you, to encourage you, and to challenge you to be all you could be in Christ Jesus. I am so happy to come to you again this morning with another great guest, another opportunity for you to be involved in ministry. But before we go any further now, we'd like to give out the call-in number to this here particular show so you too could join in the conversation that I have with our guest this morning. That number that you could reach me and my guest at number is 310-982-4126. Again, that number is 310-982-4126. We have our co-host on the line, Brother Richard Daniel. He's on the line. He's waiting to ask our guests a couple of questions also. And to you, my guest, please call in and just get some information from our guest, because our guest is very gifted and very talented. And you can actually glean something off our guest this morning. I am so honored to have the Dr. Reverend Donna Gandy on the line this morning of Kingdom Enrichment Inc., a ministry to inform and empowering men and women to be all they could be in Christ Jesus. But before we bring her on, we'd just like to give some acknowledgement to sponsor of this show. This show is sponsored by Granny's Place Ministry, which is a nonprofit ministry that meets the needs of our young men, women at risk. I'd like to say hello to some of our partners, the men and women that's working at the Cottrell House, which is the juvenile center. We'd like to say hello to you, and we'll be over there to see you today outside one of our islands at the juvenile center, and also down at Dallas Life Foundation, which will be been sponsored by that program for quite a while. So we thank God for that, and we're doing our Feeding the Multitude coming up next month. But we'll share some more information regarding that those things later. But at this time, I'd like to introduce you to you, my guest this morning. I'm very honored and pleased to have her on the line this morning. Good morning, Doctor. You're on the net.
Awesome. I'm glad to be here this morning.
Well, God bless you. I'm so glad. You know what? We've been talking offline a few times, and I really love your spirit. I love you, what your gift and what God has been doing with you in prayer. And then you're willing to share your gift with us here in Dallas. Now, where are you located at? So our listening audience can know that we serve a God that's able.
Okay. So Kingdom Empowerment, Inc., and myself, of course, is located in Brooklyn, New York.
All right, in Brooklyn, New York. And so now you're coming down here, and you're putting together a program down here to help empower men and women of God to meet their full potential. So tell us about your upcoming event here and some other things that you're doing.
Okay, so Kingdom Empowerment, Inc., of course, is established to be with programs that empower and equip individuals to be successful in life. And our Break Every Chain Empowerment Conferences or events are focused on exploring the forces that bind and inhibit individuals' abilities to pursue and accomplish their God-given purpose. So in our programs, we focus on various workshops, seminars, conferences, and virtual webinars that will help people to move forward successfully in life.
Oh, that is so true. And, you know, that's the key to it. You know, we want people to move successfully in life. We want them to be empowered, not only to be saved by the grace and the mercy of our Lord and Savior, but also to be able to follow God-given talents, you know, because they're very gifted and talented, and we want people to realize those things. I'm looking at one of your website right now that says the Kingdom Empowerment, Inc. here, where you're showing some of your things that you're involved in. And tell us about this Breaking Every Chain, because sometimes people just don't understand that what a stronghold is. So let's talk about that for a moment.
Right. Okay, so as you said, first of all, one of the main things is to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Yes, true enough. But also, to the Lord wanted us to be fruitful and multiply in every aspect of our lives. So whether that's in mind, our spirit, our body, our soul, the Lord wants us to be transformed and renewed, and he wants us to walk in what he has given us to walk in, walk with. So we need to take an action. And so Break Every Chain Empowerment Conferences are geared toward motivating, encouraging, and, again, enabling individuals to be able to move forward with action in their goals, in their lives. That or the purpose that the Lord has given them. And a lot of times people don't know what that purpose is. So we focus on areas of breaking the code on leadership, on vision, goals, establishing quality goals in our life that's going to lead us toward our purpose. We focus on eliminating obstacles, limitations, hindrances that prevent us from moving forward. We talk about breaking cycles of self-sabotaging habits and addictions and things that hinder the body of Christ from moving forward. We talk about breaking the code on our finances from a kingdom of God perspective with kingdom principles, kingdom concepts, kingdom methodology instead of the way that the typical world system defines it. We talk about forgiveness, the importance of forgiveness and how it helps us to be able to, again, move forward and to be able to take action on things in our lives and not holding those burdens, holding things inside of us that keep us from moving forward. So we also talk about how to get revelation from God, that revelation, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that we need to be for advanced in the world system with, you know, moving forward from the kingdom perspective in everything that we do and how to keep that glory of God with us to where we're not bouncing and going backwards and forwards and wallowing. One day our mind is on God, the next day our mind is on something that is in the world that's not fruitful, that doesn't multiply the kingdom of God. So we talk about prayer, warfare prayer. We talk about breaking demonic cycles in our lives. We talk about why it's important to consecrate, to seek that sanctification in God, because Jesus said himself, he sanctified himself that we might know him. So it's important for us to, from time to time, consecrate and go back and have that define intimate relationship with God and be renewed and refreshed in him. So we'll also be having panel discussions with leaders of the community, and not only of the community, but we have people coming from other parts of not only the United States, but other parts of the world that would be coming to speak and sow in to people from a global perspective of what is going on in the Christendom and helping people to achieve, again, their goals and maximize their potential in it.
Amen, amen. You know what? You said some things there that resonated in my mind as you were speaking there. And I do mentoring, and you said that breaking the cycle of self, or what do you refer to as self, let me put it this way, a self-destruction or something, a self-denial. You know,
self-sabotage.
There you go, yeah. A self-sabotage. Oh, and I encounter men and women that seem to be successful, and then they'll do something to disrupt that. And I said, man, why you do this? Lady, why you do this? And that's something that I thought about it, but I'm glad to hear you speak on those things. Give us some things how people self-sabotage their potential. Because some people take it for granted. Oh, I just made a mistake. No, you didn't. You sabotage your future.
Well, and you know, there's going to be points of failure in our life. We could be moving forward, and then we face certain patterns and designs before us, and sometimes we'll go back to the old ways or the old nature to get past it, and or historically what we've been taught or what we are subject to in our environment or our upbringing. Sometimes we'll revert back to that old way to solve things in our future where we have to look at it from a different perspective. So it could be our addictions, it could be habits, it could be our spiritual mannerisms and ways that we just grew up with. Take, for instance, when the Egyptians, when the Israelites went into Egypt, you know, one of the things that they did, they didn't stop and think it out very well because they had gold, the gold that the Lord had given them. And they began to take that gold and trade it in for wooden beetle nickels, so that they could exist in a system that was not even mandated for them,
yes.
Was not in the order of God. So a lot of times we can revert back to an old nature. God had taken them out of Egypt, and by voices, the voices of Korah was like, let's return back, you know. And so we could hear certain things that will take us back to an old nature. We can begin to become fearful and return to an old nature. Or we can have a familiarity come into connection with something that we're familiar with and return to that old nature. Whereas when we are in the kingdom of God, before we move, we should be seeking the Lord for revelation knowledge or for revelation before we take any step backwards or forwards, and that way we can move forward successfully. Well, a lot of times we return back to self-sabotaging habits when we face limitations, hindrances, and we become weary at times, so we want to return back to that old nature, and it becomes a vicious cycle. So for someone who have been started out because of historical momentum based on the way that they were brought up, their value system is to go and borrow money to come out of a cycle. Well, they'll return to that old habit instead of saying, Lord, how do you want me to move forward? How, Lord, make the provisions, start crying up on the Lord, we'll revert back out of fear to that old nature, and we're back in the same bondage that we were trying to come out of. And when I'm saying debt, okay, a vicious sabotaging cycle, self-sabotaging cycle that we can put ourselves into where we don't really have to, because the Lord will provide. He can open up doors and ways to help us establish ourselves to where we're not.
And that is so true. Yeah, and that is so true. And as you were saying that, I was just thinking about how often have we, and that's also a fear factor that's involved in that. We are fearful of the unknown. We are fearful of things that that may cause us to be successful, and we don't know if we can even maintain or manage that measure of success. Now, your breakthrough conference, you addresses those things there.
Yeah, we will.
I love that.
Yes, we will be addressing those areas because it's a very big pain point for the body of Christ, those self-sabotaging habits. And we are trying to put out fires constantly, the leaders are, in the body of Christ. And we shouldn't be there. We should be more proactive. And we should have that, be seeking that kingdom revelation and vision to move far out, because the world system is advanced 25 years, moving 25 years at a time, and the innovation is increasing, whereas the body of Christ is only moving forward 5 years at a time. We shouldn't be there. We should be much further advanced than the world system. And the world system can be restructured with a kingdom system. We can dismantle the world system and implement a kingdom system that will override it. But because we are spending more time putting fires out, it's kind of like the way we see right now Everywhere that in the world system right now, there's a fire, ISIS fire here, ISIS fire there. So they're finding it difficult to put the fires out, whereas we see that happening in the body of Christ, a fire over here, a fire over there. Well, if we begin to think further out in advance, getting that revelatory knowledge from our Abba Father, and begin to develop solutions based on what the Lord has given us far out in advance, 25 years out in advance, instead of looking at it 1 year at a time or 1 month at a time or 6 months at a time, then we can begin to restructure the body of Christ and bring it up in such a way that the devil will find it difficult to infiltrate it because we're relying on the wisdom of God, the understanding of God, amen, the knowledge of
amen.
God.
Amen.
This is where
amen.
We need to be at this time. So
and
that's
that is
what,
so,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm
that
sorry.
Is so true. I'm sitting up here now looking at some of your site. I just got a text message. They said someone wants to hear more about your web seminar. Let's talk about that for a few minutes. And how could
okay.
they link onto that, and what's the benefit of that web seminar? You touched base on that a while ago.
Okay, great. So Break Every Chain Empowerment events, you can find them on our website at breakeverychainempowermentevents.blogspot.com. We also have it on our kingdomempowermentinc.com. We post our events there as well. Now, our web seminars, for instance, we had one recently, just last week, Breaking Chains on Addiction. And so we had a guest speaker by the name of Reverend Dr. Kevin Coughlin, in which we hope to have him come back soon to talk about how, you know, talk about things in those areas, because, again, we try to focus on pain points that the body of Christ is experiencing right now when we have the webinars. So they're also posted on Eventbrite. We post them on Eventbrite. And we do ask people to register. And the reason why is there's so much space available that we have allotted, that we know that if someone is registered, they have received the information needed to access the virtual event that we have, so that they can gain the knowledge and the experience that they're looking for in order to help others or help. So we do have webinars, virtual events on a regular basis, and then we also have the ones locally in various communities.
Okay, great. And we'll get back to that before we let you go. You give us more information. We have our co-host on the line here now, Brother Richard Daniel. I'd like to say hello to you. And then we'll listen to Dr. Gandhi. She's putting together a program in Breaking Every Chain Empowerment Conference that's coming up here in the great city of Irving, Texas. We're looking forward to you signing up and registering for that event. And we have more information on our website, Facebook page, and also you can also go to her site and get more information on that. And at this time, we have Brother Daniel. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Reverend Lewis. How are you doing today?
Great. We have Dr. Donna. She's on the line right now. She gave us some great information. And so I know you said you had something you would like to just say to her, just want to listen or whatever it may be.
Okay, I'd like to ask a couple of questions. Basically, you've been talking about a lot about the, you know, empowerment issues and something, but right now I'd like to know a little bit about you. Sometimes it's good to know something about a person, their beginning, some of the struggles they had in order to establish themselves. And can you kind of go off into some of the pitfalls and the good and the bad in,
okay.
in organizing your program?
In organizing the program? Or
are you starting, developing it?
Okay, all right, very good. That's a very good point. So,
thank you, brother.
Okay. So in around 2008, because I lived in Texas as well. I started out in urban Texas, but I grew up in Oklahoma. And I was in corporate America, and I was making in the six digits. But the Lord had a calling, and he was tugging on my heart. So I took a trip to Ghana, West Africa, and I have been doing that since 2003, going backwards and forth to Ghana, West Africa. And so when I was there, I noticed I noticed that there was a cycle of impoverishment, and I noticed that the kids were like out on the streets and they were working for survival, and the women were being married off at a young age, at the age of 12 years old. And so a lot of times when you see causes or needs, the Lord will put a burning desire on your heart to bring change and transformation in those areas. So I stayed over there approximately a year, and it was a very humbling experience in that, here we have our vehicles, we can move about. And I could have lived that life over there, but I thank God for putting me in an area where I could learn the ecosystem, that ecosystem that existed. And I walked just like other people did. I rode what's called totros, just like everyone did. Totros mm-hmm. is a van that you get from spot to spot. I even cooked like they did on coal in coal pots. I even pounded fufu, which is one of the local dishes. I did a lot of things normally as they would. I even washed my clothes by hand. went back to my old days of how, you use the rub board and scrub the clothes. So experience. But one of the things that, like I said, the Lord put a burning desire in my heart, and so I started out with women, having women's empowerment seminars, and where we brought people in, they talked about marriage, we talked about empowering, how to establish businesses, and we shared the Word of God as a key element, and a lot of people at the church that we had it at, they're still there today. They came in from places that they were not having a relationship with God. So we're not, and we had Muslims that showed up. So it was a very empowering event. People that had problems in their businesses, they called me later, and they thanked me in many ways, while I was in the United States. So the area that I went into was called the Zongo. And in the Zongo, it's a predominantly Muslim area. I met with a group of young ladies there, and I was so thankful that the chief, who was also Muslim, allowed me to come in and speak to them. And I was able to meet with some of the schools in the area to see what were some of the issues they were having. So when we had the women's empowerment event, it changed a lot of people's lives. But one of the things I noticed is that there were more men also too that showed up than women. And when I came back to America, I realized that we were having some of the same issues here, the trafficking, the lack of jobs, lack of enablement, lack of empowerment, being able to stay focused in the kingdom of God and the things of God, because people having to go off into environments that you can't even say Jesus Christ. So in doing that, I continued with the empowerment events here in New York. And started having the virtual and virtual events so that people globally could have access to them. We also started the media, radio and digital TV along the way. And in order for us to keep it going, we were selling jewelry. So that was helping us in a lot of ways, keeping us afloat. And we have, you know, some people to sew off into the you know, to keep it going as well. So we thank God for that. And that's where it originally started from, is trying to help people to be successful, trying to help people, churches also to go back to the original roots of our Lord and Savior, to increase the kingdom of God, to overshadow darkness, where we basically started and originated from. Where we are now, we're continuing the process, continue to build up more and to increase the mantle that the Lord has given us, the mandate that the Lord has given us. I hope I answered your question.
Amen. Okay, well, here's another one I want to ask you. I stay out here in Irving myself.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, like Irving's like a melting pot
mm-hmm.
of many ethnic races. And
wonderful.
The main part, when I first moved to the city, it had a kind of like an innocence about it, you know. It was clean everywhere, and they didn't have paper on the street. And the people, basically, you know, they looked at you and they spoke to you. But in the last 8 years, been here about 10 years, they allowed a lot of different things to come in. Like they started selling beer and liquor and stuff over, and basically the whole city concept basically looked like it just started just to erode. You know, just in the city council people, they basically they act like they don't really care about people over here no more. So basically, I'm over here,
mm-hmm.
but you know, me and my family were thinking about moving back to Dallas. So
mm-hmm.
The problem over in Dallas is that we have blacks and mostly whites, with little whites, it's not many. We have
mm-hmm.
men and women. Basically, they have nowhere to stay.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a direction and where they want to go. Basically, no mm-hmm. one wants to give them a chance. There seems to be no housing for them because basically they're living on bridges. Everywhere around here, around in the Dallas area. And basically, I haven't basically seen no one basically got to them and tell them that basically you can be somebody. Number one, you have to believe in yourself and teach you that to love yourself first before you love anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens, and I'm believing this, that you know, me and Reverend Lewis, we got this little deal around. We started, you know, getting to growing a garden. We got these kids growing gardens too over at this other halfway house that he ministers to. And basically, what I'm saying now, if you teach a man a trade, teach a man how to do something with his life instead of just running around in a circle, basically he can grow and be somebody. Because what I'm saying now, one day, even the foods that we got in the store, we're not going to have access to no more because it's so poison, and all your food source, they're taking the life out of everything you eat. Basically, you can attest to this. If you go to the store and eat something sometime, like in 3 more minutes, it seems like you haven't eaten nothing at all.
Mm.
And you're still hungry. You know, that's
a great,
and I put
that's
it like
a great
this
comment
is,
there, Brother Daniel. I tell you what, let's let the doctor go ahead and answer that there because our time is winding down. But I like that line of questioning, though, Brother Daniel. And so we'll let the doctor go ahead and chime in on that because we don't want her time is about to come to an end. Doctor, this has been a great interview. Oh, I love this here. I love you being a guest on the program here and about your empowerment conference that's coming up here. You have laid the foundation about the conference that's coming up. Brother Dan, you hit some points on that about empowering men and women to be successful in this side. And that's what your ministry is about. That's what your program is all about. And so Brother Daniel was talking about that, about how important it is for us to take ownership. I think, man, you talked about that earlier, how sometimes as we look around, we see things don't seem right, but what have we been called to do to interact in those situations? So let's talk about that for a minute, because that's what your ministry is all about and your programs. It's getting people back engaged in society, in their community, in their families.
Amen, and I'm glad you pointed that out. Now, we're going to have some key speakers there. Susie Jennings, you may have heard of her, Operations Care International, which is in Dallas, Texas, will be there. And she is geared in that area as far as helping people to be reestablished back in society. They provide housing, shelter, and many other things in the environment. And then we'll also have Pastor Karen Dudley of Dallas International Street Church, in which she go under those bridges actually and feed people and bring them out. And there's testimonies upon testimonies of both of those organizations where people have been transformed, renewed in the mind. And this is where it starts, is the shifting the kingdom, shifting the mindset, kingdom. A lot of those people that are under there, you'll find that they have faced traumatic events, and they have so they're going to experience some of those onsets of self-sabotaging habits and returning to familiar environment. So the way that you have to do is restructuring that is shifting the mindset. That's where even in the body of Christ, those that are in church, that are in the kingdom, they are still struggling themselves with returning to old familiar habits. And one of the things is adapting the mindset of Christ, renewing the mindset, transforming the mindset. And this is where we focus at we're so geared up at. In that area, because we find that this is the issue, because you can feed a person, you can clothe them, you can put them in a shelter, but you'll find that they will return back to what they are familiar with because the mind hasn't been renewed, the mind hasn't been transformed. They haven't begun to understand a kingdom mindset, things like this, as compared to a world system, things like this. So, you see, but when Abraham grasped onto the message that the Lord was giving him, and you know, he began to shift, he began to take action, he began to move into a direction. And as the Lord revisited him, he began to move, he began to take action. But see, he had the revelation knowledge of God. Now, when we look at Gideon, on the other hand, Gideon had adapted to the Midianite ways because of his generation after generation, the teachings of his fathers and his forefathers. You know, he was even so fearful that he pressing wheat on a wine press. The Bible said out of fear he was pressing wheat on a wine press. So
come on now, out of fear, he was still repressed. I love that. I like that concept. I like that.
So his mind had to be shifted. And so when God came in, he's still questioning, is this God talking to me? Or, you know, he had to get a revelation of who God really was before he could shift. So God had to deal with him by saying, go get your father's youngest bull. You see, the youngest bull, what is the youngest bull? Is going to create more bulls. It's going to develop, is bringing the milk, you know, more cows for more milk. It's, the youngest bull is something that you just wouldn't touch. It would be like going in your mother's refrigerator. She has baked a cake for dinner, and you're going off in there and touching your mother's cake. And when you see your mother, what is she going to do?
Yeah. I got it. Yeah.
You know, so it takes some shifting of the mindset. So here he goes, and he tells him to take the father's youngest bull. But not only that, he tells him, you know, that idol that he's been washing it, being of the Midianites, and he sat there for the Midianites to see so that they can look up on it and say, this house is worshiping our God, so it's okay, let's not touch it. You know, he's saying, get that image and chop it up. And that altar that he has erected to bow, I want you to tear that altar down and resurrect one to me based on my standards. And I want you to put that wood, use that same wood of that image on for this altar, and I want you to sacrifice that young bull up on it. So the people in the community alone will want to destroy Gideon for that because it's bringing the Midianites, it's going to bring trouble. It's going to bring trouble in his household. But his father stood up for him because he knew that this has to be God. This has to be the God of Israel speaking here. So God had to deal with his mind. He had to put him through some processes. A lot of people say don't talk about processes. Don't talk about changing. Don't talk about concepts. Don't talk about methodologies. But it's all in the Word of God. When you begin to look at the story, that there had to be some processing of the mind. There had to be some shifting and renewing of the mind and transformation to get people to take action. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, you know what, doctor, you said something there. You said it takes that shift, and I like that when you said at pressing. You know, I share with men down at the jail, and that last month was Father's Day, you know, and then they was telling me about their fathers, and I say, yes, that's okay, but you're still able to do the thing that God chose for you to do. Think about Joseph. Joseph knew who his heavenly father was, but he also had an earthly father, but it did not keep him from Jesus from doing what he's supposed to do because he was the son of God. You have giftings in you that you don't know what you have, and those things that's been hindering you, they shouldn't hinder you because you're greater than those things that you facing. So I like that. It's a mind thing. And once we get people to realize that, and I love what you were saying earlier. I love the topic of the discussion. I love the thing that you are putting in play here because those things should just be natural for us. But sometimes we struggle with those little things. We struggle with those little things. How not to sabotage our future. How to live a life that is pleasing to God. You know, Jesus said, hey, I pray that you don't take them from the world in John 17:15, but you put a hedge of protection around them. You know, doctor, I used to always pray that things wouldn't be around. I used to pray that my favorite drink wouldn't be there, my favorite entertainment wouldn't be there. But guess what? They still are. You have to realize that you're greater than these things that's around you. I don't care where you go. This is always going to be, you know, poverty, homelessness.
Yeah, sin is everywhere.
Alcoholism.
Yeah.
It's always going to be those things.
But God
put his people in place.
That's poverty. That's not decreed.
Yeah,
the children of the Lord shall not face that poverty. But we're going to be transformed and renewed in the mind, and we're going to stand up erected in our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Yes.
And so that old thing, we're going to restructure those impoverished environments. We're going to restructure, and we're going to regain the old dominion and power that the Lord have given us because Jesus Christ restored it. It's only up to us to receive it. So we got to shift our mindset. We got to move with a kingdom mindset going forward in Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' name. I tell you what, we got to end this here conversation here, this interview. But I love it. I love it. I tell you what, now tell us about your upcoming event, Breaking Every Chains Conference, that's here in the great state of Texas. Give us some information on that. Brother Daniel said he lives out there. Hopefully he's able to come on out, bring some family and friends with him, and be empowered. Be empowered
yes,
from
Lord.
On high.
Yes, Lord. So we are coming for reviving, for regeneration. Like I said, we want to focus on the kingdom mindset. And on July the 15th and 16th of this year, we're going to be at the Convention Plaza, 315 East Airport Freeway in Irving, Texas, 75062. And we want to invite everyone to come out. It is a free event. So you there will be vendors there. We're going to be providing a free meal on Saturday, and we will be also giving you free tools and gifts at the event. So if you're a mentor, a coach, or a pastor, and you're looking for you need some new revelation and you want to implement it in your environment, come on out so that you can be re-sparked, renewed, rejuvenated, and walk forward with a kingdom mindset that you can impact your communities and bring change in that environment, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Now, you said it's the convention center.
Also, if I have a few moments, I want to point out, bring the youth. Bring the youth, because it's a family event. Bring your youth in, because we want to also help them to break the code on their future at an early age, so that when they move forward, they already have a direction, they have their goals, and they will have an empowered lifestyle. We also will be focused on how to break the code on the bad dreams that they have now, to try to orchestrate the direction of their life. We want to remove those patterns out now at an early age. So bring the youth. We will have some youth empowerment speakers there that have experience in that area to help the youth to move forward.
Oh, hey, man, God bless you. We pray that you, everyone, able to come on out there. Thank you for the information, Doctor. Thank you very much. It's truly been a blessing this morning for you to share your gift and your talent and your ministry with us. You know, I think Saturday morning is a special time. Saturday morning is a time normally I just kind of relax. But thank you for spending your Saturday morning with me and God and our listening audience. Thank you very much. And we're looking forward to meeting you in person at the upcoming conference. And I feel empowered already just knowing you. And also, you have a lot of things that you are able to do on the internet. You also host a Blog Talk Net radio program, also a YouTube. So give us some information on how people can keep up with you at this time.
Okay. So they can go to KingdomEmpowermentInc.com. KingdomEmpowermentInc.com. Everything is branched off of there, so every event that we have is posted there. Or you can go to BreakEveryChainEmpowermentEvents.blogspot.com. You can look on Eventbrite to register for the event, and you look up Break Every Chain Empowerment Conference. We look forward to having you there with us, and we just want to impact Irving, Texas. We want to impact Texas, but I'm so happy to know that people are coming globally to the event this year. So we're looking for a true impact in the kingdom of God.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Brother Daniel, for asking those questions regarding our guest. Thank you, Doctor. We're looking forward to meeting you and also hearing more about you and to log on to some of your web seminars. You have my link. Please send me information as often as possible. And thank you very much for being a guest on our weekly internet program, Free on the Inside.
Will do so, and thank you for having me.
Well, God bless you. Amen. What a great interview that we had there with Dr. Donna Gundy. Amen. She's giving us some insight on her ministry and her upcoming program, Breaking Every Chain Empowerment Conference in Irving, Texas. She gave us some information. I also have a posting on our Facebook page, and she also gave us the information on how to get in touch with her on her empowerment website there. Amen. So Breaking Every Chain Empowerment .inc website. Amen. So thank you very much for your listening, attending. And then we have another guest that's going to come up here in a few minutes. We also have Brother Daniel. He's going to just chime off of what we've been discussing. Brother Daniel.
Amen. How you doing today, Reverend Lewis? How you doing today?
I'm doing good here. Our guest is was a great guest this morning here. Now I want you to go ahead and just give us some information on what's going on with you and the upcoming events.
Okay. Well, right now, we're trying to arrange a special program that me and Reverend Lewis, we're trying to get together a documentary. And basically, we're going to start feminist documentary around the sections of probably East Dallas and North Dallas and South Dallas sites. And basically, we want to know if anybody that's able to try to supply some voiceover work, anybody real good in voiceovering and speaking, I'd like for you to give us a call, a legal number with us. We need some good interviewers. And at the same time, we might need a little help in organizing a little bit, you know. So if you're able to supply your talents, you got any speaking talents, interview talents, I sure appreciate you doing it for me because basically this came to me kind of like in a dream. I lived in South Dallas all my life. And as I grew up, I saw South Dallas be a real prosperous place. And over the years, basically, I saw the roads, I saw the raggedy apartments and the raggedy streets and the youngsters living in the projects and living in these vacant apartments and selling drugs all out the apartments. And all of a sudden, I saw these people walking around with these backpacks on their shoulders and sacks and pushing buggies down the street. And I said, man, what's happening? And as further as I investigated, I started going downtown to some of these shelters, and I started seeing a lot of men. You know, they were sitting around at the soup kitchens down there, and a lot of them going to the Salvation Army place, and they get out on the street in front of Parkland, and they stay all outside all day, and then all of a sudden they disappear at night. So I said they were letting them come in at night. But some of them didn't get the gum because they didn't want to abide by the rules. So basically, they had to stay outside and sleep outside. And then when the winter time came, you would see a lot of them holed up on the bridges and wrapped up in newspapers and wrapped up in plastic. And basically, some of them would die, you know. And basically, it told me what would make a man and what force could be in a man's mind to basically tear down a man's pride and just break him down. Just basically he doesn't care about himself. And God told me it's the enemy, and that's all it could be. Satan tells them you're not worthy. He speaks to them. And then you have this other thing about the substance abuse. You know, it's in like the Reverend was talking about. You can go from every city, almost in America. You can see poverty. You can see homelessness.
Okay.
But also there's the subject of drugs, alcohol, gang violence, and all of it. It's in every city. Every city almost in America. So, yeah, I put it back in some of those northern cities way up there, like South Dakota. No, you might not have that out there because basically it mostly follows all, the minority races. This system seems to attach itself to us. And so through this film, I want to capture the very essence of these people. And I got a couple of subjects. Some of my friends, me and Reverend Lewis, we grew up with a couple of guys. They're out on the street. They've been on the street for years. And basically, we were with them when we were younger. You know, they went in one direction. We went in another direction. Sometimes I thought if God hadn't blessed me and Reverend Lewis, we might have wound up in the same place. But see, God had his hand on us. So through these people, these men, I'm going to try to show through interviewing them and directly to them to basically lay it down on the line to the description of.
Hello?
Tell me. Hello, how you doing today, ma'am? Okay, sorry about that. I guess that's Reverend Lewis. He's trying to interview somebody else right now. But I'm trying to capture what
a brother Daniel.
Would, yeah.
Brother Daniel, we got another special guest on the line right now, so just hold that thought, okay? Good morning,
okay,
Elder Joy, right. You're on the list.
God bless you. Praise
well,
the
God
Lord.
Bless you. Thank you, thank you. Now, Elder Joy, I wanted to get you on here because you are in the process of going to another event that you're hosting. Tell us about your event that you're hosting today in Dallas and encourage men to come on out.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for an opportunity to share this with your awesome listener. We are
excited
about...
Wait a minute, now, before you go, now, this is Elder Jordan with Elder Jordan Ministry. Now, go ahead, Elder. Please share that with us.
God bless you. This is Linda Jordan Ministries, and I am grateful and excited about what God is allowing us to do on today. Thank you so much, Minister Lewis, for allowing me to come on and share with your awesome listeners. Today, every man in the Metroplex, we are inviting you, and you need to be in the house today. It is the Men's Summit 2017. Meet me at the gym. And we're having this awesome summit for all of our men. We will convene at the New Harmony Church in Lancaster, Texas. That address is 200 Rhea Street in Lancaster. And that is off of that Dallas Avenue there, headed towards Lancaster. So it is going to be a very awesome, fired up day. We have several pastors. Two of them are from out of town, and one is local. But all of them have a story that is absolutely amazing to be a witness to what God has done for them, and that they do not look like, Minister Lewis, what they have gone through. And so we want to just show our men and encourage our men and pour into them. It's a safe place. It's a safe place for the men to come and to really connect with other brothers genuinely, a place where they can talk about whatever they're dealing with, their frustrations, their struggles. They are able to talk about it and get the answers that they are needing. We also will have our Christian rapper, Big Tack, will be in the house, and Mind Dancer, God's Chosen. We also have a comedian, Big King. And more importantly, we have the Holy Spirit and the Word of God going forth. Now, as awesome as this event is for our men today, Minister Lewis, it does not cost them one penny. There is no charge for this. And we are serving lunch as well as light breakfast. So I want to encourage the men and speak to the women to get your husbands, your sons, your grandsons, all of them. We want you to get them to New Harmony. And we will meet them at the gym. The gym, G-Y-M, stands for come and get your manifestation. Get your breakthrough. Get what you are needing, because our men are stuck. Our men are in a place where some of them are needing a push. They're needing a little more encouragement. Well, we want to be that for them today. Today is breakthrough. Today is increase. Today is overflow. Today is a day that we're pouring in men that they can get to their rightful place and stay there and be victorious in Jesus' name. So we're excited about today.
Amen, amen. We're excited to have you to be a guest, to come on and share your that event with us. I've said, meet me at the gym. Oh, I love that. I love that. You know, because I used to play sports. I used to work out on a regular basis, and I know the importance it is to have that spiritual workout and get that spiritual muscles in order. Putting on that whole armor of God, and you talking to men about that, and you sharing with men that God is calling us. He's calling us, that we still have need of us. Oh, I love that. I think so much of as Jesus got ready to go into Jerusalem, he sent his disciples in to get a donkey that was tied down. And that represented me. I was tied down to sin. I could only go so far. I could only stay so long. I could only do so much. And Jesus sent a word.
Yes.
Today that word said, meet me at the gym. Oh, that's powerful.
Yes.
That's a breakthrough. That's
Hallelujah.
A release. Let loose. I have need of them. You calling me. God have need of you. Come on out. God have need of you. Oh, I love that, my sister. God bless you. Bless you. Ella Jordan
God
is a part of
you.
Our jail ministry of Dallas, Texas.
Amen.
Heard a group of ladies go down there, and they minister to other young ladies about the word of God and let them know that God have need of them once they get out. We want to thank you for your gift and your talent. We want to thank you for your show of love, how you continue to do what God called you to do. Saturday mornings, you could be asleep. You could be searching the internet for a good sale, but yet, You're taking care of your father's business. Thank you, my sister. Thank you. Thank you for what you're doing, because some heart is going to be touched. Some life is going to be changed.
Amen.
In a twinkling of an eye.
We receive that. Amen. It is so. I would like, if I'm able to.
Go ahead.
I wanted to share our information to invite your listeners to look at us and connect with us so they can follow us on Facebook at Linda Jordan Ministries, and you're also able to go to our website, and that is the same, lindajordanministries.org. And we are a ministry that takes Jesus to the street. And so I encourage you to partner with us and connect with us, and this is good ground to sow in to help us do what God has called us to do. God bless you.
God bless you. Take care of yourself, and I'll meet you at the jail. Amen.
Amen. Thank you,
I love
brother.
That. God bless you, my sister. Oh, what a great interview we had there with Elder Jordan. She was en route over to her upcoming event here, and so she gave us some information, so we're going to pray that things go well with her. But before we go, we have our guest on the she's on the line. She's been listening. Thank you, Dr. Donna, for continuing to hold on. Dr. Donna, we'd like you to close us out in a word of prayer. And we're going to continue to pray for you and your upcoming event and your ministry. Amen. Dr. Donna, you still there? Amen. I think Dr. Donna dropped out here. We got Brother Daniels on there this morning. Good morning, Brother Daniel.
Hey, how are you?
Okay.
Yeah, I was on mute.
Okay, that's all. You multitasking. We're still ready. Doctor, I'd like you to close us out in a word of prayer. We thank you. We thank you again for you coming out and you sharing your ministry with us. And we're looking forward to continually to follow you and to share your gifting with other men and women, because let's face it, the work is too great. And God is calling all of us to be partakers in it. And the same thing you're doing there in Brooklyn, New York, we're doing down here in Dallas, because we serve a God that's able.
Amen.
And as you went on the other side of the world there, and you saw that the men and women are facing the same thing that we're facing here, sometimes it may be a different extreme, but yet there's still challenges ahead, and they've been successful at it. You know, your ministry is teaching men and women how to be successful at the things that God put our hands to do. So my hat goes off to you and your staff, because I know that you don't do this alone. So thank you for what you and your staff is doing in the kingdom.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Will you close us out with a word of prayer this morning?
Yes, I will. Heavenly Father, you brought everyone out of darkness and out of the shadow of death, and to break every chain asunder that has been placed on your children. And Father, we ask in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that you will begin to move forward and move out into the state of Texas, O Lord. not only in the state of Texas, but throughout the whole world, O Father, to reveal yourself mightily, to let people know that you are a living God. And we ask, O Lord, that you would touch hearts, minds, spirits, and souls to be renewed and transformed into the likeness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you for this opportunity to broadcast on digital radio globally, Father. And we thank you for your servant who is true to the calling, and that, Father, we just lift them up before you, O Lord, that you will continue to draw audiences that will hear and come and know again that you are Lord and Savior, and that there is none like unto thee in the heavens and the earth, that you rule from the foundations of the heaven, and that you have control. And even in this hour, Father, that when you speak a thing into being, it must manifest. And, Father, we ask in the mighty name of Jesus that you speak great and wonderful things over the body of Christ, and that though you told us to go to the highways and the byways to proclaim the gospel, Father, and we ask that you will open up the doors and avenues to do so, that you will also make divine provisions, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Have a great day in the Lord. You're listening to another great episode of Free on the Inside with Minister Lewis and Brother Richard Daniel, the co-host. We had our guest on this morning, Rev. Dr. Donna. She encouraged us to what her ministry does and an upcoming event, Breaking Every Chain Empowerment Conference in Irving, Texas. Got more information on our Facebook page, and also she gave us her website, Kingdom Empowerment Inc.com. So please take time out to go to that website and to see what God is up to and be a part of what he's doing. God bless you. Have a great day in the Lord.